This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Throws the ball to the end zone. Cortland goes up, makes the catch. Touchdown, Denver. 22 yards on the strike.
Down to the 21. Taylor, the tailback. Stock throws it there. He's got wide open space for a touchdown. In a heartbeat, the Buffaloes respond.
And to Traore, and he's in for the touchdown at UNC. A couple of breaks along the way, and they'll make the Rams pay.
Anderson back, surveys, throws, caught, touchdown, John Michael Gillenborg, his first of 2025, a six-yard scoring strike, Anderson to Gillenborg.
Johnson this time going to look to pass, man, wide open, Quinn Smith with the first score of the season for the Falcons, 40 yards through the air.
It's a big Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Welcome into the whole show, powered by Chevron. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Brady Hull. We got Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass. And it is a very important weekend for the teams that we're talking about here, man. Friday night, we're going to find out tonight what this Buffs team is all about. Now, I said the Georgia Tech game was kind of a swing game. It was the first game of the season, but if the Buffs win that game, I'm all in. I think, okay, look out. This team could win 9-9 this year. They lose that game, kind of weird against Delaware, and now we've got what we think, a new starting quarterback in Staub. I think that's a sign of a bad situation going on for the Buffaloes, but then again, I don't know that I'm sold on Houston. So we got picks on Friday, and today is Friday, Mike. Everybody knows that. Picks are later today. We got a lot to go for. 6-3. 6-3 to start the season, Mike. 2-0 on Thursday Night Special. You're welcome, everybody. Took the Packers to cover. Got that. I would say we're off to a pretty red-hot start in the whole show pick 'em category. I'd listen to me, Mike. I would. I would do that if I were you.
I would listen to you, too. You're unstoppable.
No, hey, come on. Can we not today? Seriously, like, sign something, please. No more. No more. I don't want to hear unstoppable anymore. None of it. You're getting a little too carried away with this stuff, and I think it's overblown, and it's time to bring it down a little bit. Give me a real thought, like an original thought, like a sports thought, not just weird puns that are Star Trek, intergalactic, weird brain quizzes in your mind. Give me like a real take on sports. You can do it. You're covering it up with ridiculous, ugly puns. But you can do this. Why are the Broncos going to beat the Colts this weekend, Mike?
They're a better team, a better defense, and the offense is going to rebound. That's just a fact.
Thank you. All right? You gave me something. It wasn't great. About a 4 out of 10 there, but we're off to a decent start.
Broncos are also unstoppable.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I'm going to start. You're going to start losing air times. What's going to happen? You're going to start losing time on the show, and nobody wants that. Like people, dude, I've had people text me and say, "Dude, you're pretty hard on Michael. You're pretty hard on Michael," and I feel like I'm fair. With you, Mike. I'm trying to make you better. I'm trying to prepare you for the big leagues. You get to sit courtside every day and watch the whole show take place. Like, watch it. You're the only one. Everybody else listens. You get to see the greatness on Thursday night. because I'm 2-0. You get to see the picks on Friday. Everybody knows that. And that's awesome for you. Like, I envy you. You get to sit back and watch greatness every day. Now, I have the glass there. I can see myself, so I kind of do get to see greatness. But you really get to just take it all in, man. That's a pretty big deal for you, man.
Well, I mean, one hour on Friday is a pretty big deal. I mean, seeing wine at 9, that was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's fun. Those guys have a blast. I'm not even a wine person. I couldn't tell you the difference between, I don't even know, a Marlowe and a Sauvignon Blanc. I couldn't tell you the difference. But I enjoy
Marlowe's a movie. Marlowe and me?
I enjoy that segment so much. They do a great job. And I want to give a shout out to Good Morning NoCo this week. It was a very difficult week. Continues to be difficult. I know with the news today of, you know, apparently sounds like they did get the shooter. And I was listening to that press conference on Good Morning NoCo. And I just want to give a shout out to both Brian and Tanner for how they handled all of that this week. And I also want to give a shout out to Bruce Dick of Coach Speak, because he and I are both believers, and listening to him kind of talk about that at the end of his show today with a good friend of the station, Alex Ramirez, I thought Bruce handled everything well too. This is a tough spot, man. It's not harder than what the real people are doing out there to try to find this person and go through all of that. But, you know, when you're a sports talker and we're talking goofy stuff all the time, and I know Good Morning NoCo, like, they mix it up. They got serious stuff. They have fun stuff. But I do think that, you know, when these things come up, we do have to take that sidestep and talk about what really matters and what's really important. And I'm just going to say this again, Mike, last one on this, okay? Everybody's doing their stupid butt TikTok videos and celebrating these weird, crazy people that you're absolutely nuts. Those people should be put on blast and their stuff should be revoked. I don't think they should be able to be on social media platforms because that is freaking dangerous. It's ugly. It's disgusting. And I just absolutely hate it. It's bad. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Busy show today. Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. I got Benjamin Albright joining us at the bottom of this hour. Benjamin has also been on the news side of everything that's been going on. So I might ask him just kind of what that process was like for him. But this show is a sports show, and we're going to stay true to that. Broncos, Colts, I want to get his thoughts there because now I think the Colts suddenly look like a much better opponent than they did a week ago, than they did before Sunday's games. After the way that they absolutely dismantled Miami, I do wonder if Miami's really bad. But for the Broncos, they're going up against a guy that I thought was the very definition of the Joker position that Sean Payton wanted. And that's Tyler Warren. That guy is going to be... Dude, tight ends now. I mean, look at the great tight ends in this league. You have a lot, and they don't waste any time getting going. Like, our guy, CSU's Trey McBride, he took off. Like, he's already one of the top tight ends in the league. But you got tons of guys that are just... Like, Tucker Kraft for Green Bay. That guy lit it up last night. He's at 140 yards already and 2 touchdowns. He's a stud. Brock Bowers is a stud. Zach Ertz, you got Sam Laporta. I'm just going through the tight ends. Tyler Warren's already a top 20 receiver. It's, again, through 1 week. But as a rookie, he already took off. I mean, we're in a situation now where tight ends, if you can get a legitimate tight end, you're going to be a good football team. This is why I really wanted Denver to see what they could do in trying to get a Tyler Warren. I wanted to see a tight end, Evan Ingram, and we'll talk to Benjamin about that here in a moment. But how's his health at this stage? And what's kind of the injury status for the Broncos? They are kind of getting hit here. I mean, Nate Adkins is questionable. Dre Greenlaw is questionable with the quad. He did not participate in practice on Wednesday, so I don't know where he is at this point. You got Malcolm Roach, who's already on injured reserve. You got Drew Sanders on injured reserve. Michael Burton, we knew that, injured reserve. A lot of dudes kind of going through it right now for Denver. And you know, hopefully you get to see Dre Greenlaw soon, because I do think once he's in, man, you're going to talk about making a defense, a great defense, even greater. Once they can get Dre Greenlaw going, look out. Sounds like Evan Ingram's a go. The main player here is Dre Greenlaw is questionable. So we'll get some more details on him with Benjamin here in a few minutes. So I'm looking forward to that. But this is a pretty significant game early in the season. I mean, we kind of circled both of these games, the Tennessee game and the Indianapolis game, and said, you need to win those, because then you go to Los Angeles, you host Cincinnati, and you're at Philadelphia. All three of those games before you do the London trip, which again, maybe New York's a little bit better, plus going to London sometimes equalizes things. This is a very important game, because I would look at Los Angeles, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, especially Philadelphia, especially not Philadelphia, I guess the Chargers and the Bengals, those might be coin flip type games, but very realistic chance you could lose both of those games. There's a realistic chance you could be 2-3 to start the season before you go to London. That's a realistic thing. So you'd be better than 2-3 would be better than 1-4. I know it's so freaking early, and I get that, but on paper, when you're the favorite, because I don't know if they'll be the favorite going to Los Angeles, I would guess no. I'm guessing they'll be favored in their home game Monday Night Football against the Bengals. They won't be favored on the road against Philadelphia. They'll probably be favored against the Jets, but if the Jets keep rolling, you know, again, they lost last week, but they looked all right. They were putting up points against that Pittsburgh defense. So Indianapolis, the big questions there, like, obviously the first thing that comes to mind is, again, at that quarterback position, you're going into this thing thinking, oh, this is Anthony Richardson. He's on the hot seat. This has got to be his year. Otherwise, he's going to prove to be a bust. And then we get to training camp for the Colts, and it's, Daniel Jones is looking better, and he won the job. And one game in, he looked like that was absolutely the right call. I mean, Shane Steichen making that decision to put Daniel Jones as a starter. He's making him look like a genius right now. And Steichen's like on somewhat of a hot seat as well. You know, he's in his third season. They've been about a 500 team. You know, 2 years ago in 23, they won 9. Last year, they won 8. So now you're kind of looking at the Colts, okay, how much longer are you going to give this coach? 1-0, and he made a big-time quarterback decision, and it paid off for 1 week. Daniel Jones was outstanding. He had 2 rushing touchdowns, and he threw for 272 yards and a touchdown. So he accounted for 3 touchdowns for the Colts last week. And I've mentioned, like, Jonathan Taylor. There's a reason I put that dude on my fantasy team whenever I get a chance, and it pays off more often than not. But what I look at, too, the weapons they have, Michael Pittman Jr. and Tyler Warren and Jonathan Taylor. That is a three-headed monster there, wide receiver, tight end, and running back. They have all three of those big bases covered, and they were all good last week. I mean, Taylor not only rushed for 70-plus yards, but he caught 3 balls for 27 yards. And Warren was, as a rookie, 7 receptions, his first game in the NFL, 7 receptions for 76 yards. And what can you say about Michael Pittman Jr.? 6 receptions, 80 yards, and a touchdown. Guy's a monster. The Broncos, I don't know. They have their work cut out for them. I don't know where I'm leaning. Listen, guys, I'll pick against the Broncos. I absolutely will. I did my season wrap-up predictions, and I don't have them going undefeated, Michael. But this is certainly one that I had Denver winning, but that was before I saw that. I saw what happened with that Colts-Dolphins game last week. So the Colts suddenly become a much better opponent for Denver coming in.
So you're not so confident in the Broncos this week, eh?
I don't know. The Broncos are a 1.5 favorite. Last week, I would have jumped all over that. I would have put everything on that. This week, it's not. I mean, offensively, the Broncos looked rough. And again, you have a Colts team that if they're going to put up 33 points, you're going to have to score more than 20. You're going to have to start getting this offense going, because I do think Denver's defense is elite. and this will be a good challenge for them. But even great defenses are... I saw a quote from Micah Parsons that was like, defense wins championships. He's like, look at that. You could have Lamar Jackson almost play a perfect game and still lose. I'm going to do the reverse of that for the Broncos. You could have the greatest defense in the NFL, but if you flat out can't get your offense to hum, then over time, your defense is going to crack. They scored 20 points last week. Denver's defense held Tennessee to 12. Even great defenses have a few games where they're going to give up into the 20s, into the mid-20s, into the 30s. And that's when you have to have your offense ready to battle back. I'm confident in this Broncos defense. I really am. I would love to see Dre Greenlaw get back on this on the field, or get on the field. But this is a huge one, because I need to see that Sean Payton is really going to atone for not running the football early and getting those guys into a rhythm. But I also don't want it to be like, hey, now we're going to force the issue. R.J. Harvey's going to get the first five plays, and then Bo's going to throw like six passes in the first half. I want to see balance. I think if this team can find that balance, I would go with R.J. Harvey. I would give him way more than six carries. I would like to see him get 15 carries. I'd like to see Dobbins around that 12 to 13 side of it. You have to find a way to do that. So we'll find out if Sean Payton really learned the error of his way. So we've got Broncos, Colts we'll be getting into tonight, obviously, is Houston and Colorado. And it does sound like Staub's going to go, but Deion hasn't told anybody officially. He's playing close to his chest. We got Brian Howell of Buff Zone going to join us in the 12 o'clock hour. He'll talk to us about what he knows, because I believe he is, he's already there in Houston. So we'll get to that. Just really, it's a big weekend. That's why I know every weekend we kind of say it's a big weekend, but for CU, if they lose to Houston tonight, that game is at 5:30 on ESPN. There's a realistic shot you're going to be, probably will be 2-2 before you go up against BYU. Not the end of the world, but you'd feel a lot better about, they want to compete for, this is a Big 12 game, Mike. So they want to compete for the conference championship. This is where it starts. A loss here really messes with you. You know, Iowa State's already played a conference game, so they're 1-0. And you want to try to stay. We're in the day and age now where, yes, you can lose one or two games maybe in your conference and still have a shot to get into the conference championship game and all that. So it's not like this game is the end-all, be-all. But Houston was considered to be middle of the road, maybe slightly below that in the Big 12 standings.
Yeah, but my argument against it being end-all, be-all is, and I'm just playing devil's advocate, but you are putting in your third-string quarterback. You have to prove that this is the right choice, because right now we don't know what's going on here.
No.
Like, can you pick a quarterback outside your kid?
Well, clearly, and Ryan Staub, keep this in mind, he was not a Coach Prime recruit. He was there, but when he got there, he was part of the... He was not part of the Louis. Shador was the Louis that he was bringing in. Staub was one of the guys he was probably talking to, saying, hey, go ahead and enter that portal because I'm bringing luggage and I'm bringing Louis. Staub was recruited, I believe, by a good friend of the show, Mike Sanford. So give it to Coach Prime. That's not his guy, but he became his guy, and he's looking to go with what he feels is the hot hand. I just think the optics of that are very difficult. Oh, Staub's going to be amazing. Against Delaware, 7 of 10, 158, 2 touchdowns, 98.9 QBR against Delaware. But how bad did Caden Salter have to look? But not only that game, but the Georgia Tech game. Because, again, if he connects on 4 or 5 more of those throws, so you probably beats Georgia Tech. So I do applaud Coach Prime for not just saying, you know what? Because he's doing the opposite of what Jay Norvell did for years. His two guys are Caden Salter, who he got in the transfer portal, which Coach Prime's big on that, and Julian Lewis. And he's willing to, maybe, we'll find out for sure tonight, but go with a guy that he didn't recruit. So, fascinating. And I kind of applaud Coach Prime for being realistic there, but I still, as realistic as you might be, the fact that we weren't saying Ryan Staub's name, you didn't even know he was on this roster 2 weeks ago, Mike. I guarantee you didn't. And now we're saying his name is like, oh, he's gonna get this Buffs team rolling. That's what we're missing, is that quarterback position. And they believe it's going to be Ryan Staub. 11:25, the time. Coming up, Benjamin Albright, Broncos Country Tonight. Let's talk Broncos and Colts in detail with Benjamin. And Brian's going to join us. We'll get into Buffs talk. We got Ethan Bird on the show. All Wyoming has to do is beat Utah this week. Pretty easy task for the Cowboys. We'll talk to Ethan about that. And we got the quarterback toilet bowl with Tanner Schwint and Mike Danson with myself coming up in 12 o'clock hour as well. Absolutely jam-packed. And then I got the picks. We're 6-3 so far. Feeling fantastic. We're going to pull away. This is pull away week. That's what we're going to call it. Because we're going to go over the double digits in wins this weekend. Feel very confident that. And it starts tonight on Friday night. 26 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the college football weekend with Rocky Mountain College Kickoff. Fridays at 2 and an encore Saturdays at 7. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Finally got over to Big City Roadhouse. So it's a Big City Roadhouse Football Friday, and it's the old Cables location. I popped in there, and I ordered some wings. Awesome. Amazing. Just Buffalo-style wings. Big wings, too. These aren't these little puny guys, man. And then I had the tavern-style pepperoni pizza. Got those tiny little circle pepperonis, man. Those are just perfect. Thin crust. Had a beverage. And I love it. I can't wait to try everything on the menu. Because if what I had last night or yesterday was any indication, I would imagine it's just going to get better from there. So I'm pumped. Great pizza.
And you didn't bring anything back for me.
I did not. No, because I finished it, Mike. I finished my plate. But I really loved Big City Roadhouse. You guys, have you been? You guys got to check them out. Tell me what you think. I'm curious. Because, I know they're advertising, but I know I'm an easy keeper. I'm not picky about my food. But for me, I love the environment. What is the environment like? And I've always enjoyed going over to Cables. And so it's not a huge difference in that feel. But the food is ridiculous. So, Big City Roadhouse, check them out. All right, coming up next, we got Benjamin Albright, Broncos Country Tonight. Any worries about this Colts team that put up 33 against the Miami Dolphins? We'll talk to Benjamin coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Joining me now, Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight. Benjamin, I apologize. My producer called you on Monday. He thought Friday was Monday, and Monday was Friday. That's 100% his fault, man, and he should be ashamed.
Well, look, and here I was thinking that we were such great friends, he just wanted to talk more to me now and just let down and disappointed. Although, to be fair to your producer, I confuse Friday and Mondays after taking a few gummies, too.
That's 100% what's going on back there, isn't it, Michael? I was wondering why you were screwing up so much, man.
Well, I don't do that because of FCC regulations, of course.
Oh, yeah, sure, right.
Benjamin, I have no problems admitting to doing it.
Benjamin, on a kind of a serious note, I've been listening to you guys too, not just for the Broncos coverage, but you were you wear a lot of different hats over there. And obviously, when we get the Evergreen situation, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, I know you put kind of a more of a news hat on that, man. What I just got to ask, because we will talk about it, but I'm not going to give any insight that anybody's going to seek out as far as the news side of things. What is that like, you know, kind of making that switch from Broncos, Broncos sports, Broncos to really heavy stuff?
It's different, man. It's sort of fascinating, and it's while it's heavy, it's something I guess I'm sort of glad that I get to do. Because for me, in that moment, in those heavier moments, you know, we're live on the air, and I have the ability to pivot to that conversation, open up the phone lines and put callers on, and in my mind, do sort of a community strengthening or community building as we sort of talk through things in a country that has largely become divided over the last decade, two decades, I don't know. And so, you know, for me, it's a bit cathartic in a way, even though that there's so much, you know, so much evil and so much wrong out there in the world, it gives us all an opportunity to sit there and just kind of let the anger out for a minute and recognize that, you know, in politics, we may have a political opponent, but an opponent is not an enemy. And that's the thing I think we need to refocus on in this country, and ratcheting down the rhetoric and the inflammatory rhetoric out there, and get back to being like, hey, at the end of the day, we all want the best America possible for everybody. We may disagree on how to get there, but that's what we want, and so we should be focused on that.
Yeah, well said, and great work by you and your team throughout the course of the week, man. Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight, and that's what this program is. It's a sports talk show, and who better to talk some Broncos with us than you, my friend? Are you slightly worried about this Colts team that just went and absolutely stomped Miami, or do you look at it and go, Miami might be bad this year?
I went with the latter one there. You know, with all due respect to Mike McDaniel, I've known for years, the Denver native. You know, that Miami team, I think, is just, honestly, it's just really bad. I mean, they had a players-only meeting after week one, and, you know, you don't do that when things are going well. You do that when there's holes in the boat. So, you know, the Colts team, I think, is going to be better than people think. Shane Steichen's a good coach. I've known Shane for years. He's a good coach, and I think they're going to be a little better than people think. But I'm not worried about this. I think that the Colts just caught a bad Miami team and punched him in the mouth to start the season.
Well, you mentioned Shane Steichen, too. So far, you know, obviously, what is he, in his third season with the Colts? And, you know, off to a great start, but made a very interesting decision. Obviously, what he saw in training camp was it wasn't Anthony Richardson. It was going to be Daniel Jones at quarterback. So one game in, Daniel Jones is making Mr. Steichen look pretty damn good at this point.
Yeah, and you know, I'll let y'all in on a little secret. Daniel Jones was their guy the entire time. They kind of hoped that, you know, that maybe Anthony Richardson would take a leap forward, but Daniel Jones was really their guy the entire time they brought him in, and he's really validated that in week one. Jones is not a perfect quarterback. He's flawed. He's got some issues. Fumbles the ball a little bit, and you know, he misses some things sometimes. But you know, he's better than people think he is. You know, simply because he played behind that Giants offensive line that was so bad for so many years. We got a taste of what that Giants line looked like in week one, as Russell Wilson couldn't do anything against the Washington Commanders in week one. So, you know, I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised, you know, in Indy with Daniel Jones kind of being a steadying hand. But if you're looking for him to put a team on his back and carry him, I don't think he's necessarily that guy.
So you do think, though, that wasn't just like a one-time thing. You think maybe Daniel Jones turns out to be kind of like a Baker Mayfield type guy, get into a completely different environment and then starts to look much better?
Well, you know, yeah, the latter part of that. I hesitate to invoke Baker simply because I think Baker's a much more talented quarterback than Daniel Jones. You know, Baker was and nearly led the league. Did lead the league in passing or nearly led the league in passing last year. You know, is capable of throwing for 5,000 yards and 35, 40 touchdowns. I don't know that Daniel Jones is that. Jones's arm is not as strong as Baker Mayfield's. Jones is more mobile. He's a better athlete. And I think that's one of the things that give his game a little bit of life is people don't realize how athletic he is. We have all these tropes out here all the time, but he's one of those people that you would call sneaky fast. Yes, I'm saying he's white, but it's funny because I used to get that when I played back in high school. I'd be like, oh, Albright, he's sneaky fast. I'm like, no, bro, I'm just fast. Like, there's nothing sneaky about it. I'm pretty loud. Daniel's a better athlete, I think, than people think, and that helps out in that Shane Steichen offense. You know, if you go back and watch what he did when he had Jalen Hurts there, they like to run the football. They use the quarterback and the running back in a read option game, and then they'll hit the receivers when you suck up on that and the tight end. And that's really what he wants to be able to do with Daniel Jones.
And he's got some good weapons there. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman Jr., Tyler Warren. This was the guy I was really hoping the Broncos somehow could find a way to get up and get Tyler Warren. I'm not saying I'm unhappy with who they ended up getting, but I just look at tight ends, and Benjamin, you can speak to me about this, man. Why is it that tight ends, these studs that took over in college, they're getting into the NFL and they're making that transition rather quickly? Tyler Warren had 76 yards last week. Brock Bowers last year was good. Trey McBride's already one of the top tight ends in the league. Why is it we're seeing these tight ends that were awesome in college quickly come in and perform well in the NFL as soon as like their first season?
A lot of that has to do with modern spacing concepts in the NFL. You know, the tight end's going to be involved in the quick game. If you can block, you're a willing blocker, and if you're able to get in and out of your breaks pretty quick, you can be involved in the quick game, and you don't have to learn a lot of the complicated stuff that's going on downfield, route combos, things like that. Plus, you know, these days tight ends they tend to get more and more athletic, and so you tend to get the guys that are too big for a corner to cover and too fast for a linebacker to cover. It just creates a natural mismatch where, you know, some of these receivers on the outside, maybe you're just receivers only, and you know they've got athletes that can keep up with them with some of the corners. So there's some aspects of it, I think, that are built-in advantages for some of these guys. And Warren, you know, certainly looked good in week one. Vance Joseph defenses have struggled a little against the tight end over the years, and there might be a little mismatch there.
Benjamin Albright joining us, host of Broncos Country Tonight. All right, so how do you, when you look at this game, all that being said about some of these weapons with the Colts, Broncos, we know what they did defensively last week. We know what they did last year. How do you think this one's going down on the defensive side for the Broncos? Will we see more of the same, more domination from this unit?
I think so. I think this game is going to wind up being a little closer than people think. But I think part of that is just continuing to get the offense on track. But I'm looking at like a 23-20 type game. I think the defense can continue to put the clamps down on teams, even on the road. The one thing I'm concerned about, the only thing I think I'm really concerned about in this game, we saw what Jonathan Taylor can do a little bit, is that Tyler Warren potential mismatch there with the linebacking core of the Broncos is as dinged up as it is.
Yeah, Dre Greenlaw, is he, I'm assuming, you know, nothing has changed much, but I'm expecting he's out this weekend?
Yeah, he's not officially been declared out, but he's out. Alex Singleton broke his thumb again, this time in a different spot than he did the last time. He's going to be wearing a cast. So Justin Sternad is going to be expected to step up in a lot of that. And not that he didn't acquit himself well, last week and when he's been out there, but he's also a guy who has a litany of injuries over his career that has derailed him. So the Broncos linebacking core, the inside linebacking core, a little perilously thin at this point. And, anytime you're up against somebody like a Tyler Warren, that can be an eyebrow raiser. Now, what I will say is that the Broncos are very deep at the defensive back position. You got a guy like Jahdae Barron. You've got four or five safeties there that can play. So you may see a situation where you're playing three safety looks or dime looks just to cover Warren up and give those linebackers a break.
Benjamin Albright joining us. On the offensive side, to simplify it, is it as simple as just Sean Payton just commit to running the football?
Well, I mean, there is an element of that, sure. Sean Payton has struggled to do that throughout his career. His best seasons, the Super Bowl seasons, were years that he did commit to running the ball. But he struggled to remember that at times throughout the years. He wants to throw the ball. He's a former quarterback, and you know how it is. You get excited when you get your guy out there. You want to see him throwing the ball over the yard, too. You made an investment in this run game this offseason by going out and signing J.K. Dobbins and drafting R.J. Harvey. And to me, it feels feels like you need to lean into that a little bit. They didn't do that as much against Tennessee. Part of that may have been that that front five for Tennessee is just so beefy. I mean, you got a 366-pound nose tackle. Their defensive ends are the same size as our nose tackle. In fact, they're bigger. Their defensive ends were 315. Our nose is 310. And then they've got guys on the edge like Arden Key and Draymond Jones. Draymond Jones is a defensive tackle for us, and he plays like the Nick Benito position for them. So, it was just difficult to run into that. They had a little bit of problems with Wattenberg and Ben Powers being effective. And so I believe they need to make a commitment to it, but there are other factors involved.
Yeah, Benjamin, sounds great, my friend. So you're kind of liking a 23-20 win for the Broncos this weekend?
Yeah, that's I think what I came down on. I had to submit my prediction to our producer a couple hours ago, and I think I put 23-20 in there.
I got a little breaking news here on the whole show. Thank you for that, my friend. And we will do our best to try to call you on Fridays like we're supposed to. I don't know what's going to happen, though. You could get a call Saturday night at midnight, man. I don't know. You just got to be ready.
Hey, look, anytime Brady Hull wants to talk ball, I'm there.
Benjamin, appreciate you, my man, and always great stuff. And again, thank you for your coverage on the news side and the sports side this week. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely, brother. Take care.
All right, Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight. He likes the Broncos 23-20, Michael. That's a Broncos dub. That's 2-0. That's also covering the spread. So there you go. Take that how you would like to take it.
And I would also put peanut butter all over that spread.
48 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break and pretend that didn't happen. The whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
From preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffaloes beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Fifty-four of the time. That's a guilty pleasure of mine. A little Paramore action. Dude, I like Paramore. I don't care. I'm going to say it out loud. I like Paramore.
I like Hayley Williams' voice.
Is that I just like Paramore. And that must be who that is.
I like Paramount.
Okay. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Mike, we got our Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question of the day coming up. And we got to get somebody in here. Yeah, right now. We'll do it right now. Yeah. Sorry. Coming up now. I'm doing it right now. And this is a great segment. You guys are pretty impressed. Now, you're probably Googling the answers, but it is what it is. Okay. Diamond Valley Collectibles. We're going to announce the winner of the $20 gift certificate a little bit later on, but we need one more registration. And then if you win the $20 gift certificate, you're in for the $100 gift certificate potentially and a signed jersey. Great talk with the fellas from Diamond Valley Collectibles the other day. Here is the trivia question. Be the fifth caller to get this one right. 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. The Colorado State Rams honored four former football figures in their Ring of Honor, their inaugural Ring of Honor last week during Ag Day. Four football figures. Be the fifth caller to tell me who those people were. I need all four. You can just give me their last name. Michael knows. He has them written down. He will not screw up like he did yesterday when a listener actually called in and gave the right answer and Micah hung up on him. He won't do that again. I promise. Michael has learned.
I'm going to do that three times now.
Call, so 970-353-1310. Rams fans, come on. You know this one. Four football figures were honored in CSU's Ring of Honor over the weekend on Ag Day. I need to know who those four people were. They were all at the game on Saturday. So 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. So there's a little trivia action there for you. I love Diamond Valley Collectibles. You guys got to check this place out. They're in Windsor. Legos, Funko Pops, sports cards, memorabilia. said they got some interesting Joker cards there, too. So you might want to pop in, check it out. I know they got a signed Joe Sakic jersey framed in there. Brian Dawkins Pro Bowl jersey is in there. Some really good stuff if you're a collector. Pokemon. I know that's a big one, too. A lot of people are into that. Or maybe your kids are into that. And you want to earn these $20 gift certificates, you got to bring your trivia knowledge, though. So that's the question. And I know we got callers coming in. It sounds like they're getting it wrong. Four people were inducted into CSU's Ring of Honor over the weekend. And I need to know who those were. Again, call now, 970-353-1310. We'll be right back. Next, we got not top story of the day. We got Ethan Bird joining us. Wyoming playing host to Utah this weekend. We'll get to that coming up. Also, Brian Howell of Buff Zone and the quarterback toilet bowl is coming up. And also the picks. Picks are on Friday. Mike, everybody knows that. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.